There's a little bio here. Lupusim Buddhacharo was born on the 26th of November 1909 in Sakonnakhon Province, northeast Thailand. His parents were farmers and dedicated supporters of the local monastery. At the age of 17, Lupusim took novice ordination and shortly afterwards became a disciple of the great Ajahn Mun. Lupusim stayed with Ajahn Mun and various of his senior disciples for many years, taking full ordination at the age of 20 at Wat Si Chandrawasa, Khontgen. In later years, he has been the abbot of a number of monasteries in various parts of Thailand, as given the ecclesiastical title of Prakru Santivaranyana in 1959. 1967, he established a monastery in the remote mountains of Chengdao in Chiang Mai province, and that has remained his residence until the present day. It's actually a very beautiful monastery. Chengdao is probably the tallest mountain in Chiang Mai province. I think there's others. There's taller mountains, but I don't think they're actually in Chiang Mai province themselves. But anyway, it's certainly one of the tallest, and it's got beautiful caves around it. And he lived in an area with forest and caves. he's quite... One of his notable distinctions in his teaching was he was one of the few Thai monks who emphasized sitting full lotus. And that was his kind of his calling card. He'd really get on everybody to be sitting in full lotus. I think I've told stories of when Ajahn Prabhakara went off to on Tudong and was living up in the north, and then he came back to Bung Wai, to Wat Nanachat, and he had been living with Lumpusim, and so he had the villagers said, you know, sit in full lotus, and because you got this. One prat night, it's okay. Everybody said, he sort of explained he'd been with Lumpusim, and Lumpusim really emphasized sitting full lotus. And he says, I'll show you how to do it. He puts us, get up in full lotus, and okay, everybody get in full lotus. So everybody goes in full lotus, and, you know, what's the big deal? They're sort of looking, the villagers, they're so used to sitting on the floor that wasn't really an issue.